Yo, what's happening, everybody? Thanks again for tuning in to the Chicken and Kool-Aid podcast. I am your host, Jerome, and we're back once again with something just a little bit down to the ground, to the flow. Get low, get low, get low. I'm talking about we going to the window, to the wall. But we're on episode number... Season 2, Chicken and Kool-Aid Podcast, episode number 7. What's happening? And I guess since everybody else talking about it, I'm going to come down off my high horse and telling people to, you know, eat more avocado and all of this watermelon and, yeah, and it's just a lot. Keke Palmer out here doing it all, y'all. I'm not going to lie. Let's jump right into it. And see, she was at a concert, I guess, with her homegirls, and she's looking pretty good. I'm not going to lie. I mean, and guess what? Keke has always been a beautiful woman. So, let's start there. Not only a beautiful woman, a beautiful black, smart, intelligent woman that has had a prosperous career basically since she's been a kid. And she's grown up in the Hollywood or black Hollywood lights or whatever you want to call it. And, you know, she also has had a child. And guess what? Now we gonna do a little... I can't even do it. I can't even sing it. I don't even have that ability, y'all. I can't even serenade or... I think I'm gonna try to say it word for word. And y'all, if y'all laugh at me, you know what? Hopefully your hamburger that you get, right? Got a little bit of extra garlic instead of onion on it, okay? Don't play with me. I'm just going to say the song Trading Places by Usher. Yeah. You don't have to call. It's okay, girl. Nice and slow. Now, anybody else, the women in the crowd, if y'all look at the video, there's a man there that's damn near rocking harder than Keke. I'm like, what the hell he got going on? But anyway, Usher is a global phenomenon. And right now, he has Las Vegas on fire. One of the coolest people ever to come into the R&B, I guess, industry and turn it upside down. Upside down. You know what I'm saying? This is also somebody that came into the business as a young person. Show business or the entertainment business. And that's been just as consistent. Now, don't get me wrong. There is no comparisons to Keke Palmer's career to Usher Raymond. I want y'all to check this out. And understand what I'm talking about. Y'all go to npr.org and check out Usher Raymond's Tiny Desk performance. And you're going to be like, I already told people a long time ago that, hey man, you're going to have to bring an R. Kelly, a Chris Brown, a baby face. Nothing but the elites. This dude, and he's a class act. Class act. Don't got nothing bad to say about Usher. And I'm an Usher fan, of course. So, and I'm sorry, black women. You know what? Y'all just gonna have to start taking some L's. You know what? Y'all, And this is what I guess that I've been trying to say, you know, throughout episodes, but I'm just going to come out and be direct. Y'all are never wrong. Black women are never wrong. You can't correct them on nothing. If a black woman goes out and runs an actual stop sign, not only she knew she was wrong then, but then she actually hit somebody. Then a black man comes out and points it out. There's going to be a load of comments. See, that's what I'm talking about. Black men don't do this. And black, baby, you ran the stop sign. And then it just so happens that Keke Palmer has an actual boyfriend. Not only a boyfriend, but they share a child together. And it seems as though that they're currently in a relationship. Now, before I start saying these different things about black women and this is not an attack. And I'm going to let you know, if there was any other woman up there, I think that they would have did the same thing. And to Kiki's credit, when Usher was, you know, when he came up there and started dancing on her, it seemed like to me that Usher was more into it than Kiki, low key, because you know what, she kind of like separated herself. But you know what, one thing for sure and two things for certain, and this is how you know it's real. When that dancing started going on and all of a sudden her whole tongue come out, oh my. There is some type of sensation that's going on. There's some type of waterfall that's about to explode. Something is going through this woman's mind. We may never know. Usher being an entertainer, when he handed her the microphone, and then all of a sudden, they kind of like locked eyes. The whole time though, I know as soon as homie seen that, he sent her a text and was like, you got to bring your ass home. Now, in caps. So, the question is, because was she wrong for wearing the outfit? The man said, you know what? We live in a time, something like, I'm not going to quote him, but was she wrong for wearing the outfit? He went to social media. We gonna break this down. Was she wrong for wearing the outfit to that concert? She has a boyfriend. She has a baby. And she's showing her cakes. Not the Little Debbie snacks, ladies and gentlemen. Not the Little Debbie snacks. Not the ones that used to be the 25 to 35 cent. No, 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 no. No, 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 my friend. Not the Patti LaBelle sweet potato pie scenario. No, 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 my friend. No, no, no. She's showing the real, real. The inspiration cake, the seven up cake, the pineapple cake, the double chocolate cakes, y'all. And that wasn't only for Usher to see. That was for every man and woman to see, including her family and friends, as well as her what? Boyfriend or significant other. Now let's break this down, right? Let's break this down for a minute. And I want y'all to be honest with yourselves, and I want y'all to be honest with me. You don't gotta lie, Craig. Y'all remember that? You don't gotta lie, Craig. I'm gonna let y'all know what some of these people were out here saying in the comments. I mean, it's lit. It's lit, it's lit, it's lit. And And I'm getting these comments from the Breakfast Club, by the way. Y'all already know, Power 106.3, New York, Charlamagne Tha God, DJ Envy, used to be Angela Yee, but that's a whole nother story. Some person says, and y'all could go read this, it's the fact that you publicly did this is sad. The fact that most of y'all are cheering for him on and ignoring the fact that he publicly chastised her like she was a child. That was a private conversation that should have been held privately. Instead, he was in his feelings about one thing and couldn't articulate his true feelings. These, and you could go all over Instagram, all over YouTube, all over Twitter. It's no doubt about it that he definitely set off a social media storm. I'm not exactly sure if it was for clout. What y'all think? That's another component, but it don't seem like this was planned. Somebody else says, since everybody wants my opinion, I'll give it. Her outfit ain't that bad, and I understand more if she didn't have to cover it. But most importantly, assuming she is out with him at the show, I'd be on some I can't take you home out that dress type of time. However, the issue I'ma have is with Usher serenading her. I'd have a problem with his actions and her allowing that. That's my opinion. I'm going to read one more because these things, I mean, they, you know, the word control and desperate and uncalled for starts to come, you know, and all of these are coming from, you know, I would say a good 85% of black women. Co-signing any man calling out a woman he claims to care about on social media is tacky. And to me, that's an indication of someone not emotionally intelligent. You protect your woman at all costs and vice versa. Yet he felt he should have addressed it privately. Men think we become mothers and we change. But we do not in the way that they think. Kiki seems to be embracing her full womanhood on a different level, and something magical happens at different stages in a woman's life. Having your first child is one of them, and I applaud her for balancing it all. All right, back to the podcast. You know what I'm saying? Thank y'all very much. Thank you very much. Now, I don't know about you, but I keep hearing the word embarrassed, doing things in public. Instead of private. Being intelligent and actually caring about your other partner's reputation. Do y'all hear what? These aren't my words. Just go to the Breakfast Club. Go anywhere else. Check this out. So when that late night text come in, that mean that you shouldn't say nothing. That mean that you shouldn't go on that man's phone. Because guess what? You're invading his privacy. And when you get tired of him and your no good baby daddy going through all y'all issues, guess what you shouldn't do? Run the social media. When you having a problem with your mother-in-law and you just can't take it no more, guess what you shouldn't do? You shouldn't share it with your friends on social media. Is this a double standard here? I just told y'all, look how good, this is how good the universe is. Look at God, somebody. Lil Uzi Vert just looked at Ice Spice. He looked at her. And y'all was all on, just tearing this man down. Yeah, JT, go ahead. And she broke her phone. Yeah. She broke his phone. Didn't she go on social media to address that? I mean, didn't she? Now, me, myself, personally, I'm going to keep it real with you. And this is just me. I don't know if I would have did that. I don't know if I would have ran to the internet. But let's stop judging people based upon their gender. And let's just start calling right and wrong. Let's start calling a spade. Because at this point in time, it seems as though that women can do what? No wrong. It's a whole lot of things going on out here in this world. It's a whole lot of wrong that's being done. And it seems though that women can't do no wrong. Now, guess what? If that was my woman, I don't know if she would have, I don't know if I'd have liked that. Hold up, you going well? Number one, it could be a safety issue. Number one. Number two, you know what? Hey, now that you were with me, now that you're with me, I don't want everybody to see what's mine. What I feel a portion of that belongs to me. And ladies, y'all, let's tell the truth. You know what? If your boyfriend and your husband get up, it's a Friday evening. He's going to get some wings with the fellas. He got a fresh lineup earlier today. He got his polo on. Whatever the case is, he may got his ones on, or he may just jump all the way clean. Come out and put the steppers on. Now he got the Izzy Miyake working. He got the slacks going. He might throw on that old, you know what I'm saying, that old nice little jacket. Baby, I'm finna go up here with the fellas. Probably have a couple cigars, have a couple wings. We just finna chill back and hold on, where you going smelling like that? Who you going to see? Don't act like this stuff don't happen, y'all. How long you finna be gone? And guess what? I know that you ain't with that dog, Clarence. Clarence single. What you going up there? What you doing with single people for? Nah, baby, this just my... Nah. You know what? I've been told you don't be hanging with them because guess what? Y'all gonna be somewhere trying to sit up under some type of bitches and I just don't... You know what? Matter of fact, see, I knew, I felt it. You know what? So you mean to tell me all this time, 6 months that went by, and now, you know what, all of a sudden you feel like you going out and getting some wings when you hadn't even took me out to get no wings. Seem like you in love with these people more than you in love with the people that's in your own family. That's the type of conversation that would be had. Real spill. So when I hear things like control and she's out here living her life and doing all of this and he shouldn't marry her, you know what? Don't sound stupid. Because guess what? If they was really in it and doing things the right way, they really should have got married before they had a baby. So y'all stop all of the cap. Stop the cap. Stop the cap. Y'all out here capping. Look, cap a lot. Hey, brother, look, check this out. Now, you didn't do the black men no favor because now you out here looking sensitive. If you really didn't want your woman to leave the house and go to that concert looking like that, then you should have just told her before she left, baby. Hey, look, this is not a good idea, and I'm not on board with it. Now, I feel that the relationship allegedly could be what? And headed to either, I don't know, you go down there and make a left by McDonald's, come up by the gas station, and then you're going to see what? Splitsville? Oh, Okay, so maybe they made it past Splitsville. So you keep going up the street, you go to the grocery store, you see the taco place right over there, and what's that? Doomsville. It could be Doom now. Things like that, when you actually go to social media, I don't know if you could come back from that. I literally don't know. But we're making it worse just by, you know, recycling it. So I'm like, hell shit, I might as well go and get in the recycle bin too. Come on with it, y'all. And turn this thing upside down. Hey, man, this is just that's just my little take. Was she wrong? Was Kiki wrong for, you know what I'm saying? Hey, she did put that tongue out. Y'all got to watch that. And low key, Usher tried to. He was on something different. She kind of like pulled back. So she got love for homie. But when she turned around, I'm like, oh, no. Nah. With that little see-through thing on. You know, I'm going to tell y'all a story today, right? I'm 45 years old. I am 45 years old. Thank God. I don't have a reason to hide from that or anything. And I don't have a problem showing my age. I don't have a problem with, you know what I'm saying, being old school, being traditional. You know what I'm saying? I'm open-minded, but you know what? When I was coming up, I'm going to be honest with you. When women were going out, yeah, they had some short skirts on and maybe like some fishnet. And I'm talking about 80s, 90s. You know what? Where is you getting? Where have we made it to where we think that it's okay for a woman to go out with her ass showing? Right? Are you telling me that that's the only way that you can present yourself in a sexual manner? To look good, to be like, you know what? Hey, look, I'm on. See, I really didn't think about it until just now. I'm like, damn. She going to the concert with that. That seemed like when you got something and be like, hey, baby, you know what? I know that you was talking about we finna have some Chinese food and the baby sleep. And you know what I'm saying? We just finna chill. As soon as you come from out of the bathroom, come back up in here. Make sure that the TV off and, you know, I got something playing back here. If you know where I'm going with that. That seemed like, you know, there's a meeting in my bedroom coming on. You know what I'm saying? With Silk. That's not in my opinion. It's just in my opinion. The woman is very, very beautiful. She's very, very fine. She's very, very smart. She's very, very intelligent. Sweetheart, you don't got to do that. You really, really don't. You really, really don't. And I think that, and this is where the message is getting lost. And now I'm being serious. Because there are not other women that's reinforcing, that's coming behind her and be like, hold on, baby, you got a good man at home. You tripping. And even if you did, you're a young lady. This is unladylike. I'm so happy that India Irie, oh man, what a beautiful woman. Ooh, cocoa butter, my Lord. You hear me? Hey, look here, man. I don't know. India, if you ever come across a Chicken and Kool-Aid podcast, sweetheart, just know I have brown skin as well. You hear me? Huh? I don't know where yours begin, huh? But I could definitely tell you where mine's in. You feel me? That's the reason why India Irie, and I respect her for that, because she kind of like checked Meg Thee Stallion and Janelle Monáe. Like, hold on, are we really doing this? Like, this is all we have as entertainers. And black women, is this all we have to offer? Salute to y'all, man. Y'all let me know. Was Kiki wrong? Did her significant other overreact? Do y'all think that they headed to Splitsville or Doonesville? Or do y'all think they're going to be able to overcome this hump and get back on that good train of healthy relationships and ride it on out? Thanks again for tuning in to the Chicken and Kool-Aid podcast. Again, I was your host, Jerome. We're on volume number 7. I'm going to holler at y'all.